Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicholas Maniac Kirshner has arrived and he's just waking up. This is podcast episode 162. You struggled. I struggled. I'm still on Tokyo time. I went to bed at 1 a.m. I looked at my phone and I'm like, I can't tell you the last time that I looked at my phone and it said 1 a.m.
Did you get drunk last
morning.
Night?
Huh?
You get drunk last night?
Nah.
Any of y'all?
What are you asking?
You?
At the Mavs night? Nah. Yeah. Why didn't you come to the Mavs night, man? Baby ain't down?
Baby goes to sleep at 7 o'clock.
I still feel like
and
I'm
what about
feeling
your kid?
Last night
is the kid.
Oh, I thought you were calling yourself baby.
Let's have two conversations.
What's that?
We're having two conversations. Right. He's saying that he's feeling...
Fuck alcohol. I quit.
Until
I'm done with it.
Until tomorrow night's dinner.
You listen to Huberman? Huberman
it's
says
Valentine's
it's bad.
Day tomorrow.
It's bad shit.
It's never good.
No good.
What?
Alcohol.
Like I know.
Zero positives.
Even a little bit. That whole moderate like drinking stuff.
Nah.
Huberman
no.
says
bad. So
he said like
sugar.
Max one or two a week.
Max.
Who?
Andrew Huberman.
Who
smartest
was that?
Man
was that?
Alive.
He's jacked.
Basically who I aspire to be.
Oh?
He's like a, well, he's just smart, jacked, handsome, tats.
Oh, yeah, I know this dude.
I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this guy on YouTube.
He's super 48 smart. Year, just,
dude, he's 4 years older than me, yet looks.
Anything with the human body, the human brain, he knows.
Yeah?
And he said, don't drink.
I don't.
Also, drinking sucks.
What do you say about smoking
There's so
that
many
chronic.
Better drugs. Bro, like, drank at Seth's Super Bowl. First off, I think I drank twice in like the past like 4 months. One on New Year's, then I think once on Halloween, and then at Seth's during the Super Bowl. And I didn't.
And then they start coming.
I
out
think
the
I do low key drink a lot because like I don't know what's gonna be at Seth's place, so I just bring a shaker bottle full of tequila and just kind of sip
I saw
it.
That.
So I don't really like. First off, that's not probably a smart thing to do because I just be sipping it. So it's not like I'm like taking a shot and then I like, no,
you,
like, okay,
you bring
I've taken
your Stanley
three,
cup
I've taken three shots.
It's a weird container to bring tequila in.
A Stanley cup? Yeah.
No. He brings like a shaker, like a protein shaker cup filled with tequila. He brought one yesterday too.
And then I'll just sip that. And then, yeah, I think it's over there. I'll
you
sip
like
that.
A margarita or something, though. Not like just straight.
Just straight tequila.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll just sip that. But then a few hours go by, it's almost gone. I'm like, how much exactly was in that? But there's also something wrong with me to where I don't feel like I don't get the happy drunkenness anymore.
What do you get, sad?
Just
empty?
Yeah.
Dead
it's like,
inside.
It's not sad. It's not happy. It's just, it's fucking empty.
Here we go again.
And I just, I don't know. And then I like chase the feeling of like being drunk and then it, never really hits like I wanted to, but then I wake up the next day feeling like shit. Then we get to the Mavs game, I have more drinks, and then wake up today and I'm just
again. Then he's at the Mavs game, leaves after the first quarter.
Were you like drunk last night?
No, I wasn't drunk last night. I wasn't feeling good, yeah, but I probably had like five, six drinks.
Oh, okay. I mean,
so I'm not like hungover, but it's just doing it 2 days back to back. No workouts, no streams, no nothing.
Damn.
So I just feel like a loser.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, well, sometimes you need a little break.
Yeah, man, it's okay to be a loser sometimes, yeah, but just not the majority of the time.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, being grinding the streams. Took a little. Well, today will be my second day break.
Well, so you're already committing to not streaming today?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go home.
chill.
Enjoy the day.
Yeah,
love Sit that. Outside with the dogs, maybe. And then tomorrow we're back at it. I think tomorrow I'm going to go to LA Fitness early morning, sign up for a gym membership, get back on my shit, because people have been calling me out in streams. Arms look small. Shoulders aren't as wide.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel it. So trying to getting back on my shit tomorrow, at least.
This morning when we walked in, well, I walked in at 8:30, so, you know, had my meetings, and then I had a meeting, and then I have this, and then after this I have a meeting, and then after that I have a podcast, and then after that I have socials, then I have a meeting, then I have a meeting, and then content. I can go home to go edit the vlog.
And more work.
And no, I have, yeah, I'm literally on my 2016 shit right now. Just like 24 hours, all go.
Vlogs are back?
I don't know. Maybe it was the week off that I had where there was literally nothing that made me say, it's like, this is, vacations are not you.
Did you not enjoy it? I know you enjoyed it.
No, I loved it.
But what'd you eat, though? I've been waiting to hear what you ate. What was the...
All right, so we get there.
Noodles.
No, I wish.
From 7-Eleven.
No. That we did go to a 7-Eleven. It was snowing when we arrived.
Damn.
I'm not talking about snowing. It was a fucking blizzard.
Well, you went to literally Japan or Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Tokyo, okay.
Tokyo. Stayed in Shinjuku.
Okay.
I would hate that.
Went to Shibuya. You know, did the whole thing. Walked my ass off, right? So, you know, lost a bunch there. But, you know, the girls, Liv and Jude, they, my wife and Liv, my daughter, I call them the girls because, you know, girls, right? They're not big into like the sushi stuff. Yeah, they just don't, and they're not big into the ramen stuff.
Are they into bulgogi?
Yeah, I think given the right opportunity and setting, they would. Like, they've been going out of their way to try new stuff, but we didn't there. So they ate like the regular stuff. We had Kobe beef with rice and that. Like fried rice and all that stuff, obviously they're into, just the raw fish and stuff that they're not into, which I am, right? But I will say that above anything else, the one thing that I learned about Japan is that the reputation is true, right? And we were talking before we went that, you know, Jude met up with somebody, some random person out there to get her Taylor Swift tickets, right? And in no other scenario would I have allowed my wife to go meet up with somebody to exchange, you know, tickets or whatever. But
she went by herself?
With Liv, right? Damn. So again, in no other scenario would I have been okay with like allowing that to happen.
Yep.
But Tokyo Japan as a whole has like this reputation as a nation, as a country, of it being safe, clean, and polite. And may I say that, you know, that sort of that should be an aspiration for every fucking country. Like the reputation, think about what, and as a Mexican, I sit here as a Mexican dude, you know, everybody you hear say, we got to go to Mexico. Everybody's like, yo, you got to be careful, right? Like, you don't say that about Japan. You don't say, yo, you got to be careful. You know, watch out for the people who are going to be, you know, like that. And yes, obviously, you know, some countries have different political governments and they do their things a certain way that disallow for things. But there was not a single piece of garbage on the fucking floor.
How do you make that happen, though?
How do you make that happen?
It was like Chicago.
How do they make that?
It is.
There should be severe. We need more severe punishments.
I agree.
Instantly.
Cutting off fingers and shit.
Instantly.
You litter, fingers.
Rob the place, handcuff them.
Is it still a law where they can't arrest in California where they don't arrest people for stealing less than like $1,000 worth of stuff?
I hear you. Yeah. I'm down.
No, I do. Listen, I do too. I do too. I look, I just.
I think we're too far gone.
Like, Jen, was there like hella cops and shit?
No.
They just don't even need
it. The thing, bro, it starts from within.
The home.
And if you wake up and you say, you know what? I am a good person and I'm not going to do shady shit and I'm not going to, I'm just going to exist. And everybody else around me is going to exist because that is the agreement that we all have amongst each other. And I'm not saying that there's zero violence in Japan. If you go out of your way to look for it, you can find it.
Yeah.
I was walking around Shinjuku at like, I don't know, call it like 10:30, 11, and we went through down these certain areas. I'm like, you can find trouble where you can find trouble. Like, that's not a thing. Like, you can definitely find trouble if you're looking for it. But, you know, overall, man, the politeness, the way that they take care of you, like everything there is like it made me want to, you know, be a part of that culture. It was amazing.
Were you the only Mexicans?
You know what? I think I spotted another Mexican/Latino out there.
You give him a dirty look?
Yeah, I was like, fuck you doing here, man? This is my trip. No, I'm kidding. But man, no, I will say the Japanese fuck with Mexicans though. They got that cholo, the cholo sort of community. Like they all dress up like cholos.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Matt, bring up cholos in Japan. No, that's a literal thing. Like they, yeah, put your glasses on, man. You clean yours, Seth.
I clean mine.
Yeah, and you're gonna need some soon. You were saying
who? Yeah, dude. I might need some. My near vision.
I got no backup.
Near? Ooh, not the near vision.
Wait, why? Is that? Yeah, this. Ooh, yeah, like.
Oh, in the bottom
yeah,
left?
Like Japan, okay. in Japan, they check out lowriders. Yeah, the lowrider culture, right? They look like cholos, dressed like cholos. They have the fishnets. They like they do the
big
whole
baggy
thing.
Flannel. Yeah,
dude, look at that thing, looking fly as fuck. So, you know, nobody came up to me and was like, "Yo, you're one of them, right?" Yeah. They were like, "Yeah, I'm one of them, I am one of them." I was really upset that Supreme wasn't open. There's three Supreme stores out there. It wasn't open. My daughter was super upset about, not upset, but she was mad about that. Human Made was also closed. Bape was open, but that's not my thing. So like from a fashion standpoint, like it is a really, 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 bro, there's nothing but good. I can sit here for an hour and tell you how fucking amazing it was. That just when I started to get a hang of things, started to recognize streets, just when I started to.
Time to go.
It was time to go. My brain was on Tokyo time. Finally, I did crash one of the days. I did crash at because I was I just stayed up and did the regular day.
Were you smoking out there?
No, it's illegal. We don't do that out there.
Okay,
that was the first time. Well, I was gonna say, it's been a long time since I've gone 5 days without touching the magical plant.
You withdraw?
Nah, I didn't even have crazy dreams. I literally was. Just enjoying Tokyo for what it was, bro. This was amazing. Spending time with the family was fucking great. I regret not having done this sooner.
You don't really go on vacation,
man.
Like that.
This is the first family vacation I've ever taken with my family, and I know that's hard to believe because of the very blessed position that I'm in. But I'm all about the grind, man.
Yeah, I feel like I can see you not enjoying it.
I did, but it turned a switch on me as soon as I got back. I'm like, I'm not doing enough. I was like, what was that? I looked
in
the mirror.
That's how vacations always go. You get back and it's like overdrive.
Yeah, I'm like, So that's the mode that I'm in. But I 10-10 recommend. The girls want to go back in 6 months, which is like crazy because Jude has never left the country. Olivia has never left the country. And the first one that we go to is a 13.5-hour flight to Tokyo, 11 on the
you
way.
Went direct? Dallas
to
Tokyo?
Yeah, Dallas to Tokyo.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No.
I thought it would be longer.
It was long.
It's still long.
The only thing that got me through that flight, I know I'm talking a lot, okay, this is what I do. The only thing that got me through that first flight was the entire first season of The Bear.
Oh, it's a good show.
Oh, my God.
You flew, to Cali through Hawaii, right? Or did you go that way?
We went up.
How does Earth work?
Listen.
You flew from Dallas?
Although, before I wasn't a flat earther, now I think I am. Pull up the globe, Matt. God. Pull up the globe. Yeah, there it is. That's the flight.
Oh, so you went north.
No, yeah. But see, you don't go north. It's just, it feels like you're going north. On the map, it looks like you're going north, but it's just the elevation from
imagine
one to the other.
Imagine if you just went straight. That's a lot of ocean.
Yeah, no. We did take that curvature, and
yeah,
I don't
why
know if
they
that,
go straight.
I don't know if that
probably because it's a lot of ocean.
Yeah, they probably do that so you stay close to land.
Well, I did see on the map that we were avoiding massive storms right around that the Honolulu area.
That.
But that is how you. I will say though,
is that Hawaii right there in the center of that little
island? Yep.
Wait, Hawaii's that far?
Dude, it's like Hawaii's 5 hours.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
It's like 5 hours from L.A. That flight is scary. You are just straight out there.
Those little islands is Hawaii?
You are the start of the flight to the end of the flight, you are
how do
in
people
the
end
water.
Up there?
Where?
Hawaii. Talking 1,000 years ago.
Is the same way that it's that's a good fucking
question.
Like,
were they cruising in the ocean and be like, all right, we got to stop here.
Yeah. Just like, yeah,
because I don't know. I don't know where the fuck we're at.
Yeah, but it's beautiful here. Yeah, this is it. This is it. Where we just left from all that mud. This is where it's at.
So small though. How big is Hawaii?
Fucking
state-wise.
State-wise,
another state.
You can fit Hawaii in Texas. That's how big Texas is.
We went to Maui last year, and you could do the whole island in like an hour, like around the outskirts, 60 minutes. But there's like 5 or 6 different.
You've been?
Islands.
Yeah, I went to Maui.
I've never been.
It was fucking great.
Yeah, there you go. That's how big
what?
It is.
Yeah. That's a fucking, that's DFW.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What the?
The Dallas Fort, yeah, the Metroplex. Yeah, listen, I mean it. I recommend it. The flight is the only thing that you're going to struggle with. And the tickets, like, we didn't fly first class. It was going to be like $8K a ticket. And typically I'm like, the girls are like, Jude hates fucking spending money on first class flights. I hate that about her. Because she's, you know, she's smaller than me, so she's cool. Like me, I'm fucking here. The person's knocking down my iPad.
If you get the, it was a huge plane, right? Like the 3x3 yeah. by 3 or 3x4. Yeah, yeah, if you could do the one like in the front of a section, it's basically first class.
No, it was. Where we went, it was first class, and those tickets were like $2,500.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. So, do recommend. There are cheaper seats, is what I'm saying, but we did up for that middle class. I Jude, she's like, I'd rather buy a purse, and I'm like, all right.
Well, I agree with her wholeheartedly. Logic.
Yeah, I'm like, you can buy a purse.
I don't know. I want to explore the world a little bit.
Would you? So what you're saying here, just so we can have it on record, is that if I say, hey, Edie, it's Tokyo,
I can't say no. I feel like I can't say no.
You can say no, yeah, of course.
I can, but I can't.
Seth, would you go to Tokyo for Idiots?
It's a lot. Hell of time no, off.
You it's wouldn't. A lot. See, so you hear that? That's it's a lot of time flight. Off.
Right. Also, so he's
because he wants to be on stream making people happy and entertain them. See, me, I'm like, we can give them like they can take they understand. Anyway, I did come back.
They
like,
don't
reinvigorated. No, they call it part timer.
Yeah.
Big time.
So you stayed for how long? 5 days?
Yeah, arrived Monday afternoon into a fucking blizzard. It was amazing. It was cold. It was so cold that I bought a coat, not a jacket. I bought a coat at Kith Tokyo.
I can't believe it was snowing.
I didn't know it snowed there.
Bro, this much snow.
That would have pissed me off.
Like a fucking like 2 inches. But it was gone the following day because, you know why? Because they were out there working and shoveling. I will say this about my lovely Tokyo brethren, who I admire and respect. I don't get this part of that culture though. Like, nothing opens until 11 a.m. If you want to go to the store to buy something, 11 a.m. You want to go to breakfast, 11 a.m.
Like, I love that.
Breakfast spots till 11?
I mean, I'm sure you can find the little hole in the walls, but bro, the breakfast at the hotel was fucking, we had boiled ham.
Oh.
And the eggs.
Century eggs? Did they have the black eggs?
No, I don't know. No, those. No.
Did you have ate those?
No.
Black eggs.
Yeah, they're called like I think they call them century eggs, but like they.
Because they're 100 years old.
They're like fermented and shit.
Ew.
They love them.
Ew, indeed. I would not have done that.
They love
them. I am a very adventurous person. I would have.
Yeah, taste it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was really good. No, listen, I recommend it, man. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Moving on, and just as a friendly reminder, this episode is brought to you by Cheez-It, Rocket Money, Factor, and BetterHelp. We'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in the podcast. I do want to take a moment to congratulate my boys over at The Sidemen, who just released their whose documentary just got released on Netflix.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
I haven't had a chance to, but they're the boys. What a team. Good for them, man. Like it's insane. Like they literally changed the game and are still to this day changing the game. So also
special. Is it just like a total like behind the scenes kind of like the Sidemen story?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. The Sidemen story, a deeply personal new documentary film on President Access to Europe's biggest YouTube collective. Shout out to them. Especially shout out to my brother from the West Ham United. Massive Bazinga.
Wait, is there a video?
Yeah, you can watch.
I can't see. Let's see that preview,
man.
This is dope.
Oh, this glare is killing me.
I was just this kid with a dream. Josh. Yeah. Harry. Toby. Yeah.
Where's our documentary? Matt Craig messed up the sound. Would Jamie ever do that from Joe Rogan?
What?
Mess up the sound?
No, of course not.
Who the hell? Matt Craig.
Matt Craig.
I don't know why they're
why
on your
Why are you catching strays, Matt?
Just filling air.
Yeah, why are they on your shit?
Hurry! So good,
yeah,
man.
That'll be sick.
So good. Shout out to those boys, man. They fucking, they did the thing. Shout out to KSI, man. That motherfucker took off from the jump.
Yeah, that shit's dope, man. Netflix, I mean, Netflix documentary. That's big time right there.
Yeah, where's ours at?
Dude, you asked it already.
And you got the answer.
We're not really getting one.
You're not getting one. Do you know why?
Because I'm boring?
No. You're not. You're anything but boring. But yeah, so I will say this. Thank you to Scump for hosting the Super Bowl party. He just for the record, he got volunteered into it by Zinni. And then,
there's no other choice.
That's true.
We could have done it at my house.
You wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, I would. It's okay. Look, if no one,
no one steps foot in your
house.
I'll hold
you to that.
Yeah, if no one gives,
I always host now. If nobody no one else hosts besides me.
Did Zinni at least pitch in for the food like he said he was going to?
Oh, you saw that, right? Like, okay. not only did Zin volunteer his house, but he wanted Seth to also provide all of the...
Yeah, he wanted me to also buy the taco bar, which was amazing, by the way. We got it from La Ventana.
La Ventana.
I mean, yeah, it was a good time, man. The Super Bowl party was great. It was a ball.
Only thing I would have changed is that the taco bar was actually like, we should have gotten a taco dude so that, you know, whenever you wanted a hot taco, like he was there. Like we had to go to the microwave and shit.
And the 49ers winning, I probably would have changed that too.
No, this has not changed anything. I wanted,
Swifties.
You wanted the Chiefs?
I wanted the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs.
I just wanted someone new to win.
Yeah,
same.
Like,
why?
Huh?
I mean, the Purdy story would have been nice.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
I wanted someone new to win. Now the Chiefs, two in a row, it's like repeat winners. Like, it's really fun for them and Chiefs fans, but for everyone else, it's like,
did what? They really deserve that win, though?
Yeah. They earned it. What do you mean? It's not about deserving. They fucking took it. Nobody gave them that shit. Somebody was trying to stop them from getting that shit. Nobody gave them that shit. It's like when they talk about Swifty. And if you're one of these people, look yourself in the fucking mirror. The amount of fucking dudes that I see complaining about how much Taylor Swift is being promoted on the NFL or how much the NFL is forcing. No one is forcing Taylor Swift on you besides Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is such a fucking powerful force that she just appears where the fuck she wants.
Yeah. I mean,
if you have a problem with that, like there's something deeply wrong with your ass.
Taylor Swift literally created economies for cities by herself.
Yes.
Like, she is huge.
It's like, they're pushing on us. No, she's pushing herself on you.
If the CDL got Taylor Swift, she might just be the whole broadcast. They might cancel the CDL.
Her watch party would be just insane, I bet.
Yeah, it would just be a Taylor show.
Yeah, and I am not a Taylor Swift. I couldn't name one song.
Same.
What?
By her.
That's cap.
No,
I don't think I could. Literally, I right now, let me think.
Okay. I can't.
I can't.
Okay, yeah. You're acting dumb then.
No, well, Nate, you name.
Huh?
Give me one.
Blank space?
Nate, and give I'll me write two. Your
name. You gave me one.
I don't know one.
Huh? Matt, do you know one? Exactly.
Love Story.
Go on.
I do know that one. That's an old one.
Give me five.
Song.
Huh?
Give me five.
You're a two.
You're a two.
Blank space.
Love Story.
Fucking...
Bro, it's hard to.
She would never put out a show a song called "Fucking."
No,
fucking.
No.
Featuring Rihanna.
Yeah, you can't. All right.
We were first young when I first saw you. Yeah, that's another.
That's
one.
Also. Like
it's hard
a really
to know
old song.
There's so many like.
I don't know
songs
any of
I
new
know,
songs.
But I
okay,
don't know
that's
the
what
name.
I'm saying. So is it hard to believe that I don't know a single one? Like Nick doesn't. He doesn't.
Cruel
Summer Lover.
But if a song came on,
oh,
I'd
shake it off.
I think
and shake
it off. Shake
it off.
I think. I think that is the one. You just shake it off. But that was done in 1989. How old is she? What the fuck? Oh.
She's from West Reading, Pennsylvania.
Of course, man. The greats come out of that state.
Yeah, that's
Freeway, Gilly the Kid. Who else is from Philly? What greats are from PA?
Meek Mill,
Taylor Swift, Scump Abner.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I was waiting for it. And I'm
who
not from
else?
Philly.
I feel like a lot of Kevin Hart.
Who
came out of Maryland?
Sure. Nobody.
Matt.
Me?
Just Maryland famous people.
Am I the best out of Maryland?
Bradley famous Cooper. People from... Oh, Bradley Cooper also from Pennsylvania. Jonathan Taylor Thomas!
I feel like Maryland ain't got shit.
Watch, Maryland's gonna have, like, way better. Watch
three.
This. Oh my God, never
what
mind.
What the...
Who the fuck is Edwin Booth?
Gail King?
John Wilkes Booth?
Oh my God, we have no one.
No, what? No, where's Maniac? Is there a Kirshner in there? He's got more followers than a lot of these people, I bet. I've never heard of Parker Posey. Who the fuck is Edwin Booth?
Oh shit, that's Michael Phelps right there.
Oh, Michael Phelps. Wait, also from Maryland?
He gonna be smoking that chronic.
It is legal now in Maryland.
It is legal now in Maryland.
Harriet Tubman's from Maryland. Shit.
Babe Ruth. Okay. Oh. Babe Ruth?
Okay. Where?
Frederick Douglass?
And he's an Aquarius. Frederick Douglass.
Zappa!
Hold up. We used to run shit.
Logic. Tom Clancy. Anna Faris, okay. Fuck you, Travis. Pete Sampras.
Wait, Will, where are you from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Let's look at
Scottie Pippen. We got John Daly. We got fucking Johnny Cash. Grew up 30 minutes. 30
okay,
minutes
yeah,
away.
That's a good one. Yep. That's a good one to have on your roster.
Those are the only three.
Oh, you have a lot. Johnny Cash, Chelsea Clinton. Paula Jones, Joe, I don't know who that is. Daniel Dave, no. Pat Barrett, I don't Bill know Clinton. Who that is. Bill Clinton. Lawrence Phillips.
Space, baby.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You're right.
You did.
And you didn't inhale either, huh?
What do you inhale?
He didn't inhale or impale, he says.
What do you inhale? That stank?
Yeah, that was Scottie a freak.
Scottie Pip.
So
hater.
Sorry, I'm sorry for that.
That's the man, Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. Did you know that Larsa Pippen and the heir, Marcus Jordan, broke up?
No.
Yes, they did. After a year-long relationship.
Michael Jordan's
son?
And Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
That's so fucked.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know they were dating?
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was serious. We're talking about marriage and
like,
shit.
Not a, there's like beef between... Is there beef with, between Jordan and Pippen?
They say no. But
there's something there. Pippen's
when
kinda,
when Pippen said on broadcast at a Bulls game that we attended, when he said that LeBron James was better than Michael Jordan, I was like, man, fuck you.
Yeah.
Pippen.
I mean, and him saying that, I mean, maybe he's just technically
I
being
mean,
correct.
What are you talking about? His fucking boy's son is...
No, this was way after. That's what that happened. Marcus Jordan was like, what you say about my pops?
Then he moved in.
I gotta fuck your wife.
Whoa.
That's...
Whoa.
What?
That's exactly what's happening.
What do you mean?
And that's exactly what happened. And she... I'm telling you. Listen.
Not even Jordan, his son.
Why'd you say whoa
not
like
even
that?
Jordan, his son. What? I was like, whoa.
Is that taboo?
No, I don't know. Damn.
Sorry.
That's like some vengeful ass shit. I don't know. But listen, good for him.
You know, ooh, Michael Jordan's son?
Yeah, good for him. Good for him that he's not going through with it. I mean, that's just not a cloud that you want following you for the rest of your life.
That is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And also, there's like a massive age difference. And he's the fucking heir, for fuck's sake. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, I hear you.
Anyway, where were we? Let's take a quick commercial break. Let's tell you a little of the sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Ready for Major 2? With Cheez-It, our irresistible, cheesiest gaming snack, we're gearing up for another 1v1 showdown against you at LAN. Come join us in Florida for a chance to compete against a pro and the opportunity to win $1,000 and a one-year supply of Cheez-It crackers. While you're waiting, visit Cheez-It.com to fuel your gaming sessions and stay tuned for more details. This podcast is brought to you by Rocket Money. Let me just say this, when it comes to Rocket Money, it has personally saved me a ton of money. The amount of subscriptions that I was subscribed to that just completely left my mind were pretty funny to see, honestly. So shout out to Rocket Money. It is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/optic. That's rocketmoney.com/optic. rocketmoney.com/optic. This podcast is also brought to you by Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options per week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan plus veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a good feel-good week of meals ready to go. These are two-minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/optic50 and use code OPTIC50 to get 50% off. That's code OPTIC50 at factormeals.com/optic50 to get 50% off. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Me personally, I like to work a lot, so making sure my relationship with my family stays balanced and as good as it can possibly be is very important to me. A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right, but sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/optic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/optic. This podcast is also brought to you by Factor.
It's good. All right,
last topic. And I don't know how we feel about this, but the Kick co-founder claims that they turned out a $1 billion. Listen, I believe it.
I don't know what to believe, bro.
I believe it.
I don't
it.
Know what the fuck's going on anymore. Like, Kick's randomly has billions.
Listen, I hope this is, I hope it's true. I hate on nobody. I hope they make that paper. Trainwreck says Aiden Ross's equity in Kick will be worth at least $100 million in 5 years. Good. I hope that is true. What's up, folks?
I know Bose is hungover. Nah.
All right, here we go. Kansas City. Whose is this? Oh, Drake. Yo, Drake,
I believe. Yeah.
Drake, I believe, because
Drake losing $1 million is like.
This one makes more sense, too. He won $2.346 million. That seems believable. The rest were like just straight $1 million.
Just a 10 to 1?
Yeah, 10 to just.
Kansas City Chiefs, and including overtime.
Can't bet against the Swifties.
Nah, hell nah.
See, everyone's on Taylor, man.
I think it
made the Super Bowl more fun to watch.
50% of the audience for the first time ever, and it was also the most watched broadcasted event ever. 50% of those were women because of her.
And it was way worse early in the season. They were showing her a lot during games. The Super Bowl, 54 seconds.
Yeah.
Is all the screen time she had. So it wasn't even like, they're not even showing her
that much. Man, all I'm saying is that ain't nobody doing her any favors. She forced herself on there because of how powerful she is, and anybody who hates on that, well...
You're only hating on yourself.
Hating success, and success is going to hate on you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you guys later.